I'm part of your upline. I'm your presidential diamond. And I am so excited to have you guys on the call again tonight. I love Tuesday nights. I love my team call. And it's just so nice to hear so many people plugging away. It's funny because I remember studying these calls, you know, 18 months ago, and there was like three of us, you know, on the call. But I love doing them for three people, and I love doing them for, you know, I have more than 80 people on the call tonight, and it's just so super fun. But it just shows me the commitment that you guys have to your business. It shows me that you guys are plugging in, and that's what I wanted to talk to you a little bit about tonight. I just wanted to talk about different ways that we can spend our time and the goals that we need to set for ourselves. And along with that is a lot of resources we have to help you set those goals. And so when we get started with this, I just, first of all, want to talk about, again, the steps to success. And I hope that you are just utterly bored with the steps to success, because you should be. You should know these by the back of your hand, and if you're brand new, you certainly will soon enough. But what I love about this company is it's so duplicatable. It is so simple to follow. You do not have to be a rocket scientist to do this business. You just have to plug into the steps to success and teach that to your downline, and away we go. This business starts booming. So the first thing that we have with Steps to Success in just three easy steps is join Boost Party. And right now, most of you have heard that $99 promo has got extended until August. I love that Pam let us know that it's still August, because I don't know about you guys, but I was getting a little bit tired of having to extend it every month after every month after every month, because we just didn't know. And so it made me nervous to know, you know, we have to have that urgency and we have that drive to get people in our business, but we have other things that can drive people to our business in a sense of urgency. We have the good bonus, and we have the Ruby guarantee, and of course, just the prospect of having your own business for $99, that in and of itself is urgency. And so the $99 has been extended until August, and that's all it requires to start your own business. With that, you get four of the body applicators, you get five Blitz cards, a Success from Home magazine, a product catalog, and a padfolio. And you can turn around and sell those four wraps for a minimum of $25, and you've made back your initial investment. I do want everybody to know, if you haven't by now heard, there are no tape measures being sold in the kit. It doesn't come with the kit. You can order those separately, or you can get them any place that you want to. And the big reason for this to push is because the FDA, you know that we market the wraps as they tighten, tone, and firm, and you can see results in 45 to 60 minutes. We do not guarantee or promote inch loss. We know that it happens to be a beautiful side effect, that inch loss piece, but we can't guarantee it because it's tightening, toning, and firming, and it's always working in our system. About 90% of people do get that inch loss with the first couple applications, but we can't promise it. And so, therefore, the FDA said, well, if you're putting tape measures in your startup kit, you're basically insinuating that there's going to be inch loss. And we don't want to be in the pharmaceutical realm, because what would happen is we would need a prescription for these wraps. And we certainly don't want to have to make people pay $500 for a wrap. And so that's the big push, as to no tape measures. So you'll probably want to get those ordered right away, or find one just at your local store so that you can get started with your business as soon as your kit comes in. But so you sign up $99, and then you get on AutoShip. 80 BV is all that's required for you to run your business. 80 BV is your overhead, and if you need to think about it, this is your heat, your electricity, this is all the things that your overhead, your rent of your building, I guess. All of that kind of stuff is wrapped up into 80 BV for your business. And with that, you can get product for yourself. And so you can do like we do. We just order from ourselves for our multivitamin and our skincare and our supplements. Or you can choose to get two boxes of wraps, which will make you commission qualified. Hold yourself accountable for selling 8 wraps a month. You're going to make back at least $200, which is going to pay for your 80 BV auto ship to be commission qualified, and your $20 e-suite to have that replicated website. And then you're going to put cash in your potty, or in your potty. That was a good chuckle, into your pockets. So anyways, get signed up for $99. Get on that 80 BV auto ship. And so we join, we boost. the booster kit is available. You can get that at any point. You can put that on your auto ship if you want. If you're going through that many laps, you can certainly put it on there. It's $4.99 for that booster kit. And with that, you get 6 boxes of wraps. You get 3 boxes of facials, 24 catalogs, 100 blitz cards, defining gel, and Fat Fighter. You have everything you need in that $499 package for your next 2 to 3 events. And so when you have wraps, you're in business. When you're out of wraps, you're out of business. And so that's why we do recommend boosting. I do give that option to everybody. A lot of times people choose not to, and then they'll find out, you know, the second that they open shop, they have sold through the original 4 before they even got it in, and they have to go back online and order. And so a lot of people figure it out that way, and then they end up getting a booster kit or getting extra wraps at that time. But it really is a good option. And when you sell those wraps that come with that booster kit, you're going to make at least $900. And so you're going to make your money back. And then it's almost like some of those products were free after you sold those wraps. So join, boost, and then party. Would really ideally like everybody to have 2 to 3 launch events in their first 30 days. It helps to create some momentum. It gets you comfortable with getting the wrap on people. It gets you comfortable with talking about the product. It opens up the doors of having some loyal customers, some distributors on your team, and it just really sets kind of the standard for everybody to know what you're doing, and it allows you to share your opportunity. So join, boost, and party with step 1. Step 2 is get more with 4. And what that is everybody who's on AutoShip, if they gather 4 loyal customers in their first 30 days, they are not only going to be rewarded with 15% commission off of each loyal customer, but they're also going to get $120 in free product. So that's really cool. So you're going to get $120 in free product when you get 4 loyal customers in your first 30 days. And like I said before, that gets you 15% off of each loyal customer. And for every 2 loyal customers that you gather from forever, every 2 gets you a wrap reward. And a wrap reward is good for 1 box of wraps for $25. And that includes shipping and handling. So you get that box of 4 for $25, and you turn around and sell them for $25 a piece. That's a $75 profit just from gathering 2 loyal customers. So that's really incentivizing, I think. And then step 3 is go Ruby. Ruby is what we call our foundational pin level. We build with rubies to diamond, double diamond, and beyond. And so when you go Ruby, that means you have 3 distributors on your top line. Those 3 distributors, only one of them needs to have 2 underneath. And then those 2 underneath and those other 2 on your top level each have a volume of 400, and that puts you in the position of Ruby. And right now with that Ruby guarantee, the average income for a Ruby is $599 a month. And so when you go Ruby within your first calendar month, that means if you sign up mid-March, you have all of April to go Ruby. If you sign up in mid-April, you have all of May to go Ruby. And when you go Ruby, you are guaranteed that your first commission check will be $599. And so if you didn't make that with commissions or with your Fast Start bonuses, corporate will give you the difference. That's really cool. Not very many companies or multi-level marketing companies offer a guarantee for an income. So I would certainly take advantage of that, and you're really building yourself up, and then you help your downline build rubies, and you're in that position of hitting diamond in a very short time. And with diamond comes our good bonus. It is our get out of debt bonus. And corporate said a million times, you know, we could offer vacations. We could offer you a car. You know, there's so many things that we could get you. But a lot of times those incentives and those rewards, they get you a little bit more in debt, don't they? Because what they don't tell you is when a company gives you a car, you have to lease it in your name, and then you hope that you make the commission each month to pay off that car. Or when you go on vacation, maybe you might have to get there, or maybe you might have to buy the food or beverage for that time. Or maybe if you have a regular job, you have to take time off of your regular job. And so it doesn't necessarily promote us being debt-free. But with a good bonus, they're saying that if you were signed up before January 19th, You have April this month to get to Diamond. If you signed up between January 19th and the end of March, you have until June 30th to get to Diamond. And then if you sign up in April, you have 90 days. May, 90 days. June, July, August. Each of those months gives you 90 days to get to Diamond. And when you get to Diamond, you will get an extra $400 bonus. And that is on top of the compensation and the residual income that you're already getting and the money that you're getting from wraps and loyal customers and, you know, your whole downline. So that's an additional $400. And every month that you consecutively maintain Diamond or above, you will continue to get that extra $400 for up to 25 months. In 25 months of $400, it totals $10,000. I mean, that's huge. I don't know anybody that couldn't use an extra $10,000 over the course of 2 years. That's in my opinion, free money. So, you know, build with intention, and we're going to talk about that and the goals to get there and get to that place if you can, because that is our first pin level in our leadership of Diamond. And so that really gives you that license to start printing money. It's pretty crazy. So those are our steps to success. We join, we boost, we party. We get more with four, and we go ruby. And then with those, we have the good bonus, and we also have the ruby guarantee. And so we've talked over the past couple weeks about plugging in and figuring out your why, figuring out why you're doing this business. And then we've just talked about different ways to kind of think about how we need to approach this business. We need to have confidence. We need to have faith in ourselves. We need to have faith in this company. And we've also we've plugged into a couple different topics. And tonight, a lot of people ask, well, how do I get there? What do I do? What do I do with my time? And there's a couple different ways that you should be looking at how you spend your time. The first thing I want you to do is think about how much time you want to put in this. This is your business. And so if you want to put 5 hours a week in or you want to put 10 hours a day in, that is completely up to you. Do not let your upline badger you into working more than you want to, because this is your business. If you are ready to run with this business, we are ready to run with you. And if you just want to walk, we'll hold your hand and we'll walk with you too. And that is totally fine. And that's what I love about this company and this business, because you set the pace. It is your business. And your business is to figure out what you want to do with it and to help your downline. And the rest will take care of itself. But when we think about once we plugged in our number, I want you to take about a third of your time and think about some personal development pieces. Personal development can come in the way of learning more about the company, learning more about products, get on your back office and kind of tool around there and get familiar with it. You can read some professional development books. I'll recommend some at the end that I think are very valuable, and I think they're worth plugging into. But personal development. Create some challenges for yourself each week and what you're going to do for developing yourself personally. And that's also going to include writing down your goals, figuring out how you're going to get out into the community, talking to your downline, noticing what your distributors are doing well and praising them and helping them. That's all part of that development piece. And then the other time is you want to be taking those action steps. You want to take action steps yourself and to start building your business. And then another piece is getting people up in front of your upline. Get people in front of your upline and let us help you train them. So with all of that, with goals, we have so many resources out there, and I know it's really confusing in the beginning, and there's so many different directions that you can be pulled at, but the first thing that I would really want everybody to do is to go ahead and look at your back office. In your back office, there is a training academy, and in that training academy, there's a series of videos. Go plug into those videos, and it's going to give you some overall knowledge. It's going to give you a big picture idea, because a lot of times we have so many questions and we don't even know where to begin to start getting those answered. And so this is a really good place to start, in my opinion. We have that as a resource. We also have the Living the Dream Team resource. That is www.livingthedreamteam.net. And the ID is DREAM, D-R-E-A-M. And the password is ACHIEVED, A-C-H-I-E-V-E-D. So in the past tense, ACHIEVED. But on there, you are going to find videos on how to wrap. You're going to find videos on how to do the fat fighter, how to cut the ultimate body applicator into pieces. You can put it on your neck and chin. You're also going to see some salon proposals. You're going to see some checklists on there so that you can start printing those off and going through your goals systematically. There is a lot of resources on that. Another resource that you have is this team call. You know, every Tuesday at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, hopefully you get a text reminder. If you don't, ask your upline 401 and they'll kind of scoot it up. I'm actually looking into getting an autoresponder for text messages, and so hopefully I'll be able to have you guys subscribe to that if that's something that you want to do. But regardless if you get it or not, every Tuesday at 9 p.m. there is a team call here. The Facebook page. If you are not plugged into a Facebook page and you want to, please ask the person who sponsored you to add you to the team Facebook page. We have a couple different team Facebook pages now because the organization is so big, and we don't want to have one team Facebook page with, you know, 1,000 people on it. That is really not a sense of community, and that's not a way to get all your questions answered. So we have it broken down typically by double diamond and above. And so there is a place that you can plug into. It depends on the size of the group when we start to break them off. But in that Facebook page, there's also documents in there. There's the team call recordings in there. There's questions and answers available on that site. You can get on and just plug in and ask questions and have the other team members respond to you. I also have set up team training emails. I've had quite a few questions because you guys have grown so fast, and some of you are so new yourself, and you're adding distributors, and so you guys are both hitting that learning curve at the same time, which I think is amazing. Do not be scared to sign up a new distributor because you're new yourself. Don't hide behind the fear that you have to know everything, that you have to have all your ducks in a row before you can bring somebody else on, because you can learn it together. But those team training emails go to everybody in my organization. I do update them every few days, and so everybody will have access to that. So that's another resource. If you're not ready for those team emails, if they're coming at you too fast, or the information, you're just not quite there, go ahead and save it to a folder on your computer, and then you can go back and access it when you're ready to do that. And so those are a few resources that you have accessible to you right now that you can plug into. One of the things that there is on the Dream Team site is there is three different types of distributors. You can pick which way you want to be. That one of them says strolling to the finish. The other one says jogging to the finish, and the other one says sprinting to the finish. So in that, there's a month one and a month two. And what you can do is you can print off this checklist, and you can start to systematically follow the steps that you need to complete if you want to go at that pace. And so, for example, if you want to sprint to the finish, it says to start your business, you sign up and get the business builder kit. You purchase the booster kit. You make sure that you have enough wraps on hand. You schedule your first two launch events in your first 2 weeks. And you print off those steps to success. You know the steps to success like the back of your hand. It also says to complete the training academy in 14 days. Make sure you're aware of your back office or your e-suite. Make sure that your auto ship is set up. You know, there's a whole series of steps that you can do with that. And so you can pick what you want to go at with those sheets. The other thing that I recommend everybody to do as far as setting a goal for yourself is you can do it tonight as soon as you get off the phone or as you're listening to me. Create your hundreds list. Your hundreds list is a list of the first 100 people that you think of. And right now you might be thinking, holy cow, I don't know 100 people. You know, like, how am I going to think of 100 people that I want to share this with? all you have to do is think about groupings, because it's pretty amazing to think that one person will lead to another person. And so if you just start listing names and you think about them in terms of groups, if you're still working at a job right now, if you're not all in with It Works, think about the people at your work. If you belong to a church or a religious organization, think about the people there. Think about the friends and the contacts that you have there. If you are a mom, think about your mom friends. Think about the kids, the daycare moms that your kids go to, if you have that type of a group. Think about sporting groups. If your children are in sports and, you know, maybe they're in competitive cheer or football, I know sometimes those groups really get tight after a while because their kids are doing the same events over and over and over again. You can plug into that group. You can just start thinking about groups, and you will start naming people off. The key with creating your hundreds list is do not pre-qualify people. Do not think of a name and go, oh, yeah, she doesn't have any money. Oh, no, they would think this is dumb. Oh, no, I think they tried a business like this. They're not going to be interested. Don't do that to yourself. Don't say no for somebody else, because we all know that people are capable of saying no for themselves. Start listing them. You can go back through and you can think about the different ways that you're going to approach these people after you get the names down. And once you get those names down, here comes the hard part, right? This is the really scary part. Go ahead and contact them. People cannot sign up as a distributor. They cannot become a loyal customer. They can't become a retail customer. And they can't support you if they don't know what you're doing. They are not going to figure it out by osmosis. You have to share it. And you have to get some enthusiasm. You really have to feel secure in what you're doing. And confidence, again, is key. Because I'll tell you what, when I started my Spanish class, I was like, all right, I'm starting my Spanish class. I was excited to tell everybody what I was doing. You know, like, I'm starting a Spanish class. This is going to be kind of fun and exciting. It's a new journey for me. And people, you know, all of a sudden they start speaking Spanish to me that I didn't even know they spoke Spanish. Or they're, you know, talking about their experiences. I didn't even know that about them. But because I opened up a door, I let people into that part of my life. And so when I started with It Works, I told everybody, anybody and everybody, and those Blitz coupons were on me at all times. I shared and shared and shared so that way people could get plugged in if they chose to. So start sharing that with your hundreds list. There's a couple checklists, too, in your back office. And there's one on the Training Academy, and I love it because it has a weekly tracking. You can do it by weekly, by day. And so you can plug into what do you want your goals to be for the week. How many hours are you going to work on your business this week? How many new people are you going to challenge yourself to blitz or to talk to or to contact? How many parties are you going to get scheduled this week? You know, how many thank yous are you going to send out? After you have a loyal customer, are you going to contact them and say thank you, follow up with them? If somebody just tried a rep but they didn't become a loyal customer, you still going to follow through and thank them? I hope so, because you never know when they're going to come back to you. And so there's a whole bunch of ideas that you can go through, and you can hold yourself accountable on a weekly, on a daily, on a monthly basis. You can also, one of your goals is to start creating your 30-second commercial. There's 30-second commercial ideas in your back office. A 30-second commercial is all that is telling somebody what you're doing. It's just sharing your opportunity. And so you have a pat answer when somebody says, what have you been up to? Oh, my gosh, I started with this new company. It's kind of like a health and wellness company, but we have these amazing body wraps. They tighten, tone, and firm in 45 to 60 minutes. It's pretty crazy. You know, whatever your 30-second commercial is, you can kind of tweak that and you can work on that and you can use that and you can share it with other people. Trying to think what else. When we think about setting goals and we think about holding ourselves accountable, I know a lot of times people will start to think, oh, I want to get to diamond. I want to get to diamond like next week. What are you going to do in the meantime? What are you going to do in the meantime to take those small little baby steps to get to diamond? A diamond begins with one distributor, and it begins with training that distributor. and helping that distributor get their launch events on the books. And then it starts with the second distributor and making sure that you're providing good follow-up with distributor number one and getting distributor two on the road to their success, making sure that they have their 2 to 3 launch events in their first 30 days, making sure that they're on auto ship. So it's very systematic. And what I love about this company is that we cannot promote strictly on one person's success. So I cannot go out there and sign up one distributor who is a rock star and expect to ride that person's coattails. I love that there's strategy involved, and I need to be a good leader all the way around in order for my success. And so that means that I have to build new all the time. And so we cannot sign up one person and ride that person to do work and get things on the books and be a little dictator, because we have to kind of move on, watch over that person, mentor that person, and encourage that person, but we need to continue to build new ourselves. And so when we think about building our business, not only are we helping others, but we're thinking about what we're doing with our time and with our focus and our management as well. So I think that's a lot. And I hate to like throw a whole bunch of stuff at you, but there's so much stuff out there. But bottom line is, think about what you want to do time-wise with this business. Plug your time into the business that you want to. And then with that, I think you need to start with the steps to success, get those 2 to 3 events on the books for your first month, and then start looking at some of the checklists that are available on that Dream Team site and start plugging through that. And that includes getting out there and blitzing. That includes booking for expos. You can post your stuff on Facebook. We don't want to become a store ourselves, so we don't necessarily want to sell a bunch of individual wraps out of our pocket long distance. We do want to try to guide people to our replicated website, but we can certainly share our experience and we can share our products and we can direct people to our e-suite and to our replicated website via Facebook. There's so many different ways to get out there, but you just start creating those little goals for yourself. And I would highly recommend that you pick 3 goals each month that you want to hit. Start with 3 goals. And if you just started, your first goal can be build to executive, build to Ruby, and have 8 loyal customers. That's a phenomenal first goal. If you're at the position of diamond, then what you're going to think about is, okay, I've built a diamond. I want to help make sure that now I have an emerald and a ruby. I want to help grow them to diamond while I start to work on my other 3 legs and start bringing them up. And so you always want to have these little goals for yourself and focus at least on 3 major goals. And I would take 3 action steps a day to build your business. 3 action steps. And that's calling people, contacting people, blitzing people, having a party, doing an expo, doing some sort of action step. Because thinking about it doesn't get you anywhere. You actually have to take that first step and start to put things on the books for yourself. So, all right, I'm going to go ahead and open up the call. I probably confuse a lot of you, but there was just so many things to get out there, and we'll see what kind of questions we have. Just a second. All right, guys, I am just going to ask if you can mute yourself.
This is what I've been on top of that, but that's 2x6x5.
I should have said this before I unmuted you all. Can I have everybody mute themselves? And then if you have a question, you can certainly unmute yourself from your phone, because there's a lot of background noise and then we can't hear any questions that people might have. So go ahead and mute yourself, and then you can unmute yourself for a question or a comment. All right, guys. This is Nikki. Do we have any questions? All right, do we have any questions?
Ellie, get all that stuff up.
Nikki, I had a question.
Yes.
This is Leslie. I'm sorry. I had a question about team trainings at my house and just pulling that off and, like, what to go over. and how to make hostess packets and flyers. That's basically where I'm at.
Okay. You know, I think one thing that people get really caught up on is overcomplicating things. So I think in terms of having a training, you're going to want to focus on what you're training on. I really strongly suggest having an open wrap party. We have found over the course of the months, having a wrap party helps generate some momentum for the team and gets people that confidence level. But if you're not going to do a wrap party, whatever it is that you're going to focus on, I would just really kind of have a really loose outline, because a lot of times these team trainings that are local, what it's really helpful is just a place for people to come plug into and also get their questions answered. Do you have a topic, or you just wanted to go over whatever?
I have a topic. I wanted to go over hostess packets, and getting loyal is another thing that I wanted to go over, because I really feel like they need some pointers, and I need to know how to teach. I'm not a teacher. I need to learn how to teach people.
Well, I think a loyal customer is amazing. Loyal customer option is amazing, because who else gets wholesale prices for a one item per month commitment for three consecutive months? I mean, there's other companies out there that I'm not going to say what companies they are, but people sign up to be consultants with this other company so that they can get the discount.
Uh-huh.
And our people, we don't have to do that. And so I think just a really good way of helping to ensure getting some loyal customers is just, you know, making sure that you explain that option at the end of your presentation before you unwrap. And a lot of times in the wrap room, you can ask them, you know, do you want to go ahead and get started as a loyal customer and get that wholesale prices? What kind of items were you thinking about getting? And so I tried to do that. I just had a party locally, and it didn't work out that way because the party was kind of goofy. People had to leave at different times, and so everybody didn't stay afterwards. And so those type of things happen. But I think a loyal customer can also be gained by making sure that you follow up with the people that came to wrap at your party, following up with them on day two and day three and asking them, you know, did you remeasure? How were your results? Just having good customer service. And as far as hostess packets, there is a hostess letter that you can give out to your hostess that is on, I believe it's on the Really Working It More page, and I think there's one on my page for sure. But I don't overcomplicate it for the hostess. I just let her know, hey, we're going to invite some friends. We're not planning a wedding. We're going to invite some friends over. We're going to have them wrap. You just let them know that it's $25. We can send out invites. I can send them or you can. Call everybody, give them a heads up, and I'm going to show up and do the presentation. And that's really all it needs to be.
Okay. Okay, so I'm just overthinking it.
I think so. It really isn't that complicated, I don't think. I think it's just, I was just at a local training, and you know, Cammie said, we're not planning a wedding, people. We're having a few people come over and wrap. And how many times have you had, you know, I was thinking about it, how many times before I had kids especially or whatever, that I'd be like, hey, it's Saturday afternoon. Do you call up a few of my friends? Do you want to come over and grill out tonight? You know, we had a pool. Want to come over and hang out in the pool and grill out? And they're like, yeah, sure. I didn't have to send out invites. I didn't have to plan it 10 days in advance. And the same thing with the wrap parties. People just get excited, and you're like, just make it casual because that's what it is.
Okay.
And we'll talk later too.
Thank you.
Yep. Are there any other questions?
Yes.
Hi, I'm Sarah. I'm not interrupting anyone.
Oh no, is this Dana?
Nope, it's Sarah.
Sarah?
Yes.
Okay.
Hi, I'm absolutely new. First conference call, and first thing I want to say is thank you. It's an amazing experience. The second thing, my actual question is, and I don't mean to downplay the area that I'm in, but the area that I live in, the demographic, my age group of friends, of people that I know, are younger and college students. Okay.
Over the income level and the disposable income. What are a couple of tips to make this the most valuable thing that they might want to purchase with the extra income that they have? When they, you know, they could be spending it on in a million other things. How do I prove to them, other than letting it work?
Yeah, but I don't think that one of all you guys do.
Well, where are you at again?
I'm in a place called Fremont, Michigan. Well, Hesperia, Michigan.
I'm in Grand Rapids. And so I'm not too far from you. I think when we think about the money that people are spending on products and things out there, I'm sorry, can you mute yourself, whoever is talking?
After that,
when we,
I don't know.
When,
I mean, I don't care to go down.
Okay, I think I muted.
Mute yourself.
Okay. When I think about the things that people spend their money on, it really is comes down to personal preference. And, I mean, I think about women going out there and not even thinking twice about spending $90 to get their hair colored. And I think about the money that people spend on alcoholic beverages or cigarettes or clothing or, you know, junk food that they, you know, that they stock up at the grocery store all the time. And so I think really it's just the way that you present it. I think you need to present it in like a fun way and like, holy cow, they have these amazing, I mean, they're going to make you feel better. They're going to make you look better. And I think in the way that you can present it is an upbeat way as possible, because it's a pretty amazing product. People are going to be intrigued enough to want to try it. And I think that I have been amazed at having loyal customers or distributors that you would think do not fit in the socioeconomic demographics that you would think would want to purchase this product. You would think that they don't have money, but people find money for the things that they want. And I just think that we really can't judge a book by its cover, because we really don't know what the bottom line is for them.
Excellent. Thank you very much. I appreciate that. Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay. Anybody else have any questions or?
Yes, I do. I'm Jen down in Georgia.
Hi, Jen.
Hey, I was wondering, is there any way you guys can get me in contact with anybody down here so that I can further myself? Because I'm just starting, and my mom's in Michigan. She's my offline, and I'm confused.
Where are you in Georgia? In Atlanta?
In Griffin, just south of Atlanta.
Okay, and are you under Kylie?
I'm not sure.
Who sponsored you?
Debbie Zeger.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, I know. Okay. Yeah. You know what? Well, I'll get in contact with your mom, and
okay.
I sponsored your mom. So, are you going to be down in Tennessee?
Yes, I'm coming up to Tennessee.
Okay. Perfect. I have a couple other girls that are just getting started, I think, in Georgia, and I'm not quite sure. So we'll figure out a person that hopefully we can find somebody that's local. But even with that being said, I know it's scary to start it out, but I look at Shannon Altum. She is a triple diamond with me. She's one of our distributors. She signed up with me last year, and she's a triple diamond after a year, and she basically – she owns her state. She owns Oklahoma. She was like one of the first people, and she started out in the same position as you did. And then Alicia Domini, she's in North Carolina. When she signed up with me, she was the only person there, and she's got an amazing, wonderful, huge team in North Carolina as well. And so we can get you plugged in, but we can certainly try to find if somebody's local to you. But I think it'll help, too, to get into those some of those trainings that come in your neck of the woods as well.
Yeah, most definitely.
Yeah. So I will talk with your mom, and we'll see what we can figure out for you.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Okay. Any more questions?
Yeah. This is Heather Fountain from North New York. And I have
two DTs under me, one of which has just signed a DT, and I've only been doing this for, like, 2 weeks now.
Congratulations.
My question is, really, there isn't anybody other than Sandy that's around us. I mean, Sandy's kind of far from me and the rest of us. And what I was wondering is how do I go about starting my own team training for my DTs under me, and what should I be looking for to do with them?
Sure.
To help build them.
Yep, sure. I think that's a really valid question, because now, again, you're in that same learning curve as they are. I think the first thing for everybody is to make sure they're plugged into the systems. Everybody's plugged into the Facebook page so that they have a place that they feel like their voice can be heard and ask questions in case their immediate upline is not available at that time. And I think plugging into the team calls, you know, we hit different topics. Corporate has calls every Sunday. But really, I think where we start is making sure that everybody knows the steps to success and that they're duplicating it. And I think the first thing that we focus on the first couple months is having parties. So you could do trainings on having parties. You could have your upline walk you through how to do a party over the phone. There's a video on the Facebook pages on how to do a party, so it gives you some verbiage and it just kind of gives you a visual of what a party looks like. And then also blitzing, I think, is very important. And so you could do a training on blitzing and how to talk to people. But you could download some of those sites, some of those resources that I talked about, your hundreds list, the different types of distributors, if you want to be a walker, a jogger, a runner. You could print those off for your team members, and you could take 45 minutes and go over all of those steps, and you could lay out a plan. And if you have a training once a month, you could say, all right, what are your goals for this month? How are you going to hold yourself accountable, and how can I help you? And so you can just start to put things down on the books from the resources from that Living the Dream Team site.
Okay.
Does that help a little bit, or?
Yes.
And if you want to, feel free to inbox me on Facebook, and we can go over, and I can give you an outline of a couple different things too, if you want, you know, some more concrete type of answers.
Okay.
Hey, Nikki, it's Michelle. I wanted to know, what part of New York is she from?
North, state. I know Sandy's like an hour and a half away from me, so it's kind of hard to do anything with her.
Well, we're just outside of Syracuse, so I was trying to figure out how close you were to us.
I'm like halfway in between Rochester and Syracuse, basically.
Okay. Well, I mean, you're always welcome to join us on some things, or we can always try and work something with you, too, if you want.
And who is this? I'm sorry, I didn't get your name.
This is Michelle Miller.
Okay, Michelle Miller. I'll have to friend you on Facebook. All right, thank you.
I'm going to say, I just posted something on the website, or on the Facebook page, so you can find my picture on there. So
okay.
If you get on the Facebook page, you'll see it.
Okay. Cool.
All right, any other questions?
I have a question.
Hello, this is Missy.
Okay.
I have a question. I just signed a DT in the Netherlands.
Wow.
Okay, so, and I'm kind of worried. I just don't know how to bridge that gap from here to there, and they don't have all